Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in to a fabulous episode of Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I am your amazingly goofy, fantastic, fabulous host, Miss Sammy Burke, and my beautiful girl, Miss Sage Montana, is in the house. How are you
What's
doing,
good?
My beautiful queen?
What's going on, my beautiful friend?
You're so cute. I miss my butterfly queen. I miss you.
I miss you too.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So much to talk about in the next 46 or 56 minutes that we have here on Dollhouse Radio. Before we get into everything, I will let everybody know tonight our topic for webcamming with Sammy and Sage is going to be about webcam models that choose to work more than one webcam site. And is this really profitable? Are they really making more money? Or is this a bad idea? Well, Sage and myself are going to give you our information on if this is good or bad for you. So we will be getting into that here pretty soon. But my darling, how have you been? I haven't talked to you on the air in like over a week.
Been great getting ready to go on a trip out of town for the week, heading out to Detroit.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Aww. What are you guys doing? Like, is there any reason why you're going to Detroit? Why Detroit? What's over there?
That's where the baby daddy is from.
Oh, going to do some fam biz.
Yeah, I'm going to go. And then we're going to drive over to Cedar Point and ride the big roller coaster. Yeah, it's like the roller coaster.
I've heard of Cedar Point.
Yeah, it's like one of the biggest roller coasters in the U.S.
You like roller coasters?
Hell yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you're crazy. I am, like, so not, I'm so scared of heights that I cannot get on a roller coaster. I can't do it. I freak the truck out, like, and then after I get off of one of the roller coasters, I have, like, that really bad queasy stomach for, like, 3 to 5 hours. Like, I am so sick that I can't eat. It's like I've been on a ship out in this, like, Bering Sea somewhere. Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds fun.
Yes.
Hey, I would go and do all the kiddie rides with you. Seriously. I love to try new things, but I can't do roller coasters. I can't do them for some reason. It's too much. It's like a shock to my system. My body's like, no, you belong on the ground. You need to stay down here. Oh, my gosh. That is awesome, though. So how long are you guys going to be gone for?
A week.
Jeez. So, okay, I have to ask you, how can you leave your webcam studio for a whole week? Do you freak out or do you?
I have the best team that works with me. But, of course, my phone will be on, and I will be traveling with my laptop, so I'm totally out of the loop, but, you know, my girls are pretty badass, I'm not going to lie. They can come in here and work any hour of any day, and if they have a problem, they're really good about figuring it out, and they'll be good. It's not very often that I do this. It's usually two trips. One at the beginning of summer, one at the end, and then they have me the rest of the year. So usually they try texting me as a last resort.
That is awesome because, I mean, as you and I know, that if somebody can't get a hold of their studio owner, it's the end of the world. It's like seriously the end of the world for a cam model.
Oh, my God. There's been times where I've had to remind girls in the past, like, dude, you do know that I have a life that does not consist of camping.
Realize that my world does not, you know, surround you. Like, you're not in my bubble 24 hours a day, okay?
Yes,
oh,
I definitely have to. They do pretty good, so.
That is so funny. It's funny and it's awesome at the same time because at least you know that you can trust the people that you have working with you. And I like how you say they work with you instead of for you because that is a huge difference when it comes to anybody being employed with anybody, not for anybody, but with anybody, because it's a team, like you said, right? And if you have a good team, it makes a successful business. It really, truly does. Completely 200 freaking percent. Okay, so, right? So, oh, wait, I have to ask, how's the little baby doing? The little Bambino?
Oh, my God, he's doing so good. He got his sent up to an advanced swim class because he's, like, so good. So it's really exciting.
How can he have an advanced swim class? He's only, like, a year old, isn't he?
Not even a year old. They usually don't let babies move up in the swim class until they're a year old. And he is not even – he'll be 9 months in a week. So he's very comfortable in the water. And – they had him walk across this thing the other day, like, that's floating in the water. So it was like he was surfing. It was cute.
Oh, my gosh. That's freaking hilarious. I love it. Oh, my gosh. He might be like the next Navy SEAL. You never know.
Yeah.
Right? Out there saving lives for the freaking, for all of us Americans that are not crazy.
Right.
It's not a crazy one. Gosh. I swear to Lord, our country is going to hell in a handbasket. I'm just saying, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just like, I can't even turn on the news anymore. I'm scared to. I'm just like, oh, why? Why is this all happening to us? Oh, my gosh. Scooter is snoring so loud. Scooter, dude, I'm going to put you out of the office if you don't chill the fuck out, man. Oh, my gosh. He's snoring so loud. Okay, so before we get into taking callers and everything, I just want to kind of tap into this little, you know, whole thing of cam models that want to work more than one webcam site. So for, you know, you and myself, we work one website. I've dabbled in other webcam sites, like, all over the place. I've tried them all, and I always come back to my home base. Why? For one, because I can, and two, because it's the most profitable and best website out there. And on your take, because you have so many cam models that are, you know, in your studio, what do you find the girls saying about going and working on other cam sites? And what is your take on it?
You know, most of the time the girls will ask me if I think it's a good idea. And I let them know that myself and Nikki Spade, who have worked together here in this studio forever, we haven't had to do that. And we've been extremely profitable. And that if they're going to do anything, then they need to find a way to collect 100% of their money. So if you want to do Skype shows where you're having them send the money to Google Wallet or a gift card, whatever you want to do, that to me, that's a little better because it's at random. Working another website, to me, I've talked with other sites and then, you know, opened accounts to take a look at how they work, but none of them really made me like want to, because I just think like that's some, every site is so different and their rules are different, and I just like having one place. If my, and the best thing is StreamMate has a billion white label sites. Like, we're the only site that does that. Like, so we're really on like 2,000 sites at the same time, but we have one home base, and that's just, I'd rather do it that way.
But that's so funny that you just brought up the white label sites, because I had a cam model ask me yesterday, actually. I was on the phone with her. And she said to me, she goes, so wait a second, I'm on StreamMate, but it shows that I'm on all these other websites. And I said, girlfriend, that's called income.
Yes.
And she goes, really? How is that income? I said, oh, my Lanta. I said, let's have a conversation. So we had like an hour-long conversation. I explained to her. I said, and this is what one of the things like you and I have talked about before on our show is when a cam model logs in and they only see, like, you know, some girls might have 2-3 people in their chat room, some girls might have 20, 30, 40 people in their chat room, but what they don't realize is the people that are watching them all over the globe that they don't realize that haven't logged into their room yet because they're on these, you know, affiliate sites, and they don't get it. They're like, oh, my gosh, my chat room is so not busy right now. I don't have any traffic. It's like, no, sister, really, you do. You really are being watched from everywhere, from hundreds and hundreds of thousands of viewers. You just don't know it because you think just because you logged into your StreamMate account, you're only seeing those customers that log in. In actuality, you've got thousands of people that see you live at any time of the minute when you're on the, I was going to say on the air, but when you're when you're logged into your account. I'm in radio mode right now. but you know what I mean? It's like the models don't, they don't think about that when they log in and they start, if a cam model is really pissy and being, you know what, I see you next Tuesday, they don't realize how many people are seeing that at one time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really sad.
But
really,
like,
really
sometimes
sad.
The girls don't even realize a customer really only has to move his mouse over your picture and you pop
uh-huh.
up. Like,
right?
So, always look
yeah.
busy and they'll come in. Like, if you don't have a lot of traffic, but you see yourself in the first couple of pages, then you need to check yourself.
Uh-huh.
You can't blame everything on the website. And I think that reason is why so many girls jump to another site. And they realize that it's not just slow on one site. It's going to, if like, there's seasons. Like, summer, there's a summer slowdown. That's on every website. You might have a good
right.
night on one website. Like, you might do really well over on this side on this night and over here on this side on that night. But it's not, like, the website's fault if it's slow for you. Change stuff up and put in the work on that one site and you'll be fine. There, I know
and
there's girls
the
on page 10 of streaming making $30+ an hour on page 10. So what do you think the girls on page 1 are doing? Way
right. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. And when you just said, you know, put your time in on one site, when I see these cam girls, you know, I'll see them working on StreamMate, and they're working on multiple computers doing different sites. For one, your attention factor has gone down to zero. Because when you're focused on everything that's going on everywhere else, and I'm just talking about girls that log into multiple sites at the same time, like, which I don't do it because I stay too focused on the people I have in my chat room. I can only do one site. I would only do one site. I don't recommend doing two sites at the exact same time when you're logged in live, because it's just, it's very, it's bad juju, I think. It really, truly is. Because don't you, I mean, do you agree, though? Like, it's like when you're logged in to StreamMate and you're a cam model and, like you just said, focus your time on that site. If you're on a site that you prefer, whether it's StreamMate, it's, you know, My Free Cam or Webcams or whatever website it is that you want to be logged into, you truly need to put in a 200% effort, because you know as well as I do, when we first started webcamming, that's what we did. We busted our balls like we were men working a freaking blue-collar job out in the construction zone. Like, and that's how we built up our name, and we have done so well in the industry, you know?
Exactly.
And that's what the girls, you know, girl, even guys, like guys, you know, male cam models out there, you, it's way harder for male cam models if you don't have a counterpart working with you. Just saying. If you are just a single male trying to make it in the cam industry, whew, you better be top notch, is all I got to say.
Yeah.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard for guys. Like,
I'll ask you that.
What do you think about male cam models, though? Do you think, like, for what's your take? Because I think it's harder for guys as a cam model to make it in the industry, unlike us girls, because we
if
can just, like, turn on the cam.
If he's a solo performer, I have a lot of guys, like, it's funny, when I post ads to get new models, I always put in there that I'm looking for female models, but I always get guys that apply, and I ask for a headshot, and I always
right.
get pictures of the guy's other head when they're applying.
Right?
And I think a lot of guys assume that they'll make all this money, and they don't realize that 9 out of 10 people watching them are probably going to be another guy. So
right?
you have to be, I think a guy has to be so much more comfortable with his sexuality, more so than a
uh-huh.
woman does, because I feel like what we do is so natural, but
right.
I don't feel like a man getting on cam by himself is necessarily natural. So it's harder for them because they have to, like, their dicks don't just get hard. Like,
afraid?
They can't just, like, spit on it and it's hard. Like, we can spit on our vagina and it's wet. So.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I feel for the guys because I've had a few guys that have asked me, oh, my gosh, Sammy, it's so awesome that, you know, you do the webcam. You know, is there any way I can just start webcamming and go on and you just and I make all this money? And I'm honest. Like, I'm brutally honest. I'm like, no, dude, you're fucked. I'm like, there is no way. I'm like, unless you're completely, like you had said, you know, just open sexually and really into basically if a guy comes into your chat room and says, oh my gosh, and this is no lie, this is how guys talk to guys when they, or, you know, similar, they come into your chat room and they'll be like, I want to see you stroke your cock and I want you to act like you're fucking me in the ass. How many guys can actually, like, take that in?
Like, right, and not, like, freak out.
Exactly. So it's very interesting when it comes to men and camming. Like, you really have to be open. And then if you're only going to do male solo cam shows, you really have to overwork your cam. Like, there's guys that were at the show in January that we saw that were performing, and they make great money. But they know how to freaking work it. Those boys, they had great bodies. They were hot, and they know how to work it.
Definitely.
There were some cute little boys there. And a couple of them were actually straight, and I was just like, what? I'm like, no, you so did not sound like you were straight when you were on cam. I was like, wow, what? Okay, so we have a long-awaited caller. Let me bring in this caller here. 561, how are you, darling? You're on the air.
Hello, Sammy and Sage. How are you both doing tonight?
Hello.
How is our sweetie
Happy
doing?
Thursday. I'm doing great, thanks.
Yay. Okay, so give us some insight on this whole, you know, topic that we started off with, the girls working different websites. What do you think about that, Sweetie?
I mean, it's great that they can work on it, but as I just think they can just stick to one, it'd be even better. That way they get their primary basis for the majority of their fans and just go to that one. That's what I think. They just should stick with one. It works the best.
So as you know, you're a fan of a lot of cam models, you know, you're a total sweetheart, sweetie. So
thank you.
If you find a girl that is on, okay, say, for instance, like Sage and myself, so you find us on StreamMate, you know, and that's where you want to keep seeing us at, but then we decide to bounce over to, you know, My Free Webcams, or we go over to Chatterbait, you know, and we're tweeting this out, would you find that kind of annoying if we were bouncing back and forth from website to website? Because for you as a fan, it would be hard to always just find us at one spot, and then you'd have to create an account on all these different sites.
I would always stay loyal to you two lovely ladies. So wherever you decide to go, I will follow you.
Seriously, but I'm just speaking generally. If it was, you know what I'm saying, like a cam model that you find, say you found a girl, okay, my name's Clarissa, and you find me all of a sudden on one website, and then the next day I feel like I'm going to go jump to this website, and then the next day I'm like, you know, I'm going to go jump to this website. Would you keep following a model that's going to bounce all around the websites, or would you just really stick to the ones who have, like you said, a home base that you feel comfortable going and watching them at?
Well, I do know a couple cam models that do multiple sites. One's a good friend, one that used to be a friend of mine, who I'm no longer communicating with. But the one good friend that I'm communicating with, I will probably join that other site as well. So, and she knows me pretty well.
So for you, it's not a big deal if a girl bounces around from site to site.
No, it's not that big of a deal, but I just want the cam model to be happy whether she's happy the most.
If she feels she
needs to be in double, you know, that's fine for her, but, you know, go with where you're happy is what I want to say the best.
Well, you're pretty close to a lot of cam models. You know, you talk to them quite frequently. Is there a lot of models that you have spoke with that actually do more than one website at a time? And if they do, what is your response on, like, their income-wise? Do they make more money from doing more than one website?
Well, the one that I'm closest with she doesn't do gold shows. That's the only thing she doesn't do. She'll do privates or exclusives. She does. She rarely, if ever, does does gold shows.
Yeah.
But she'll take you private. She'll take you exclusive, no problem. But the other site that she's on, I'm not all that familiar with the tokens thing. I'm more used to the gold and the privates and the 101.
Right.
You know, I'm used to that simple system.
And Sage, and that's one of the things that I find that fans are going to have issues with that follow, you know, us cam models. If the girls are bouncing from site to site, especially if they go from, like, StreamMate to MyFreeCams or to Chatterbait, then you're on a token system, and it completely throws the guys off. They're like, what the hell just happened here? Okay, I'm used to just throwing in a dollar. And, you know, that's my goal. But now,
right,
if they go onto these other sites, they're like, oh, shit, now I got to figure out what these tokens mean.
Yeah. Have you heard much about the site called Cam Soda? Do you know any friends that have been on that site? Yeah, because I'm not, that's where my other friend is on, and I'm not all that familiar with that site. I was wondering if you knew any information about it.
I don't know myself, Sammy, personally. I don't know anything about Cam Soda. I've just seen girls tweet it and whatnot. But I don't condone any sites where girls show everything in free chat.
Okay.
I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. I know the guys love it, and Sage knows too that guys love when girls will just show shit in free chat for a couple tokens. But no.
Yeah, well, this one model that I'm friends with will, like, let's say the goal is like a 100 tokens or 125 tokens. Every time that goal is reached, she'll take an article of clothing off.
Well, usually on those token sites, the girls only make 5 to 10 cents a token. So put that into perspective. Yeah, let's put that into perspective right there. How does that really make a girl's vagina feel? Not so wet. I'm feeling a little dry for 5 cents a token. Right, Sage?
Right.
My vagina gets dry for 5 cents a token. Just saying.
Exactly.
Just saying. So what we really bring out, and one day I think Sage and I should really lay all this, you know, token versus gold out on the line here in one of our shows, and then it really puts it into perspective for the guys. Like, and it's nothing, you know, Sleepy, nothing against you, but I mean just in general for us girls what we do. And when these girls are doing these cam shows and they're in their free chat area and they're doing all of this shit, where once they get all the tokens, this is why Sage and I are partial to StreamMate and we will never leave, because we don't fuck ourselves in free chat. Like, no matter how many tokens you or how much gold you get, you don't fuck yourself in free chat. And that is the best thing about StreamMate, and I'm so glad that platform is set, because, you know, it's one of those things where guys need to taste the candy, look at the candy when they're in free chat, and then be like, oh, wow, this bitch is so sexy. She's so naughty. I want to go play with her. And then they go into a paid show. That's
yeah.
what I like.
The guys need to take a mental Polaroid of what they are, what the cam models are in free chat. Then if they like the goods as much as they do, then pay for their porn and go private or exclusive or a gold show.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Okay, you guys, we are going to take a quick little break here and let these Dollhouse Radio announcements commence for a momento. And we will be right back live. So everybody hold on to your cocks and balls. And Sage and myself will be right back. All right, Ms. Angela, take it away with the Dollhouse Radio announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you so much, Miss Angela. You're absolutely fabulous. Okay, and remember, all of you out there listening in Dollhouse Radio Land and on the internet, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Remember, if you would like to talk to me and Sage, you have to press 1 or you're not going to get to talk to us. You will just get to listen to our fabulous veteran the whole freaking rest of the show. Just saying. Okay, now back to this webcamming on different sites. So Sage, Sweepy made a great point about going on to another site and trying to figure out tokens.
Yes. I've had a lot of cousins, or cousins. I've had a lot of fans, blonde mode. I've had a lot of fans tell me that the thing they don't like about going to other sites is that they have to remember that it's just for us models, there's different rules. It's different for the pay also, and they don't like that on one site it's just as easy as you said, like $1, $2, whatever. And then over here with the tokens, they have to purchase a lump sum. And then if they don't spend those, they sit there.
So,
a lot of customers just like that easy, you go private, you go exclusive, you buy in a gold show, you tip, that's it.
It's like cut and dry on StreamMate. It is cut and dry. You know what you're paying. You're paying per minute, and you know that you're going to get what you want to get, and that's it.
Exactly.
And I think it's absolutely amazing. And another thing I want to bring up, not tonight, but in an upcoming show, we are definitely going to talk about pricing and girls who don't know how to price their shows correctly.
That's a great topic.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I've seen some interesting things. My Atlanta. And you know, especially being a studio owner, you know. And you can advise your models on how to do what they need to do and how they should do it because of the fact that
You know, if you're not making money at a certain rate, well, there's a reason why. There is a reason why. And if you're not making money, there's a reason why. Maybe you should find a new job. Go to Walmart and get paid hourly.
Well.
Oh, my Lanta. I swear to Jesus. There's so many topics that I could just bring up in 1 hour that we could start talking about. Maybe I'll bring up another one just because I can, because we only have about, 25 minutes left. I was thinking earlier, I was going to text you and say, you know, give me your idea on this topic. And I figure since we don't have a guest tonight, let me just throw it out there. This is a good one. Oh, my goodness. So when it comes to, especially since you have a physical studio and you get CAM models that apply and they come in, you know, and you're very good at picking models. You know if you think they're going to make it or they're going to break it. Like, seriously. Scooter, if you don't shut up, I'm going to put you out of the office. What do you feel about girls that come into the studio that you think are great, going to be great CAM models, but then go online and they decide to start soliciting themselves?
It happens.
I know it does. It happens.
No, it happens from even the site's top models that shouldn't feel like they have to. Being out here in Vegas, I don't want to say prostitution is normal, but it really is not shocking to people from Nevada.
Right.
It's kind of common. So, you know, I try to tell the girls all the time, dude, stranger danger.
Right?
I've never, ever, ever, ever met a customer offline unless we were at a convention or on accident. And
right.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. This is not Match.com, BootyCall.com. You know, it's a cam site. Use it for what it's for and move on. Like, I wish that girls didn't feel like they had to do it. And I know some do it because they think they're going to get more from the customer, but they forget that that customer is going to want more from you. Like,
your actual vagina. Oh, my gosh. That is so freaking true. And that's what girls don't realize. They're like, oh, my gosh, this guy is, you know, tipping me all this extra money if I tell him I'm going to do this or if I say I'm going to meet him here. And like you just said, stranger danger. These girls do not realize they might not wake up. Literally.
Right.
Literally. You might not wake up, girls. Like, what are you thinking? For one, it's just wrong for you to give out personal information. Seriously. When you're on webcam and you get a guy that emails you, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm a player, which I'm, you know, of course, everybody knows. I love the Seahawks. You know, say I'm
– yeah.
A Seahawks football player, and I'm emailing you and telling you on StreamMate that I can, you know, give you these tickets to these box seats, and I want you to be my eye candy on my arm, and I'm going to fly you in and take care of you. Girls, don't fall for that shit. It is the most ridiculous. I mean, you might as well be a mail order bride. Seriously. Put yourself on. Put yourself on the site. What is that one site that, I forgot the name of it. There's a site that girls go and post all this shit on. It's, I forgot it. It'll come to me hopefully before the show's over. But there's a site that you can go and post everything on this site, and guys and girls can find you anywhere, anytime, and they can contact you. Well, guess what? If you're stupid enough to do that and you're stupid enough to post on your StreamMate account, oh, something bad's going to happen to you. Bad juju, sisters. Bad, 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 bad. Do not let these minions know your personal info. Just saying. Just don't do it. You don't do it. Because you never know. You never know if you're going to wake up, you know, in their bed or in a ditch. If you wake up at all. Just saying. Bad things happen to good people all the time. Oh, my Santa. Like, have you had any, and we won't say any names or anything, but have you had any models that have done that, given out information, and then come to you and said, oh, my gosh, I was an idiot. I don't know what I did. Why did I do this? Has that happened with your models?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
And how did they handle it, and how did you help them to, like,
the
did you slap them silly?
The thing that's really great for my girls is they're in probably one of the safest buildings in all of Las Vegas. You know that security-wise, that ain't nobody getting in.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
You know,
those freaking pit bulls across the street weren't even able to get in.
You know, no one getting in here. Plus, on our really crazy busy nights, we even have a security officer outside. So, no one's getting in over here. So, they're always really safe here. But I've had girls get out bank information for customers to send them money. And then I was telling them, like,
they really gave out their banking information?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And don't get me wrong, the one that I'm talking about has gotten quite a bit of money. I'm talking new boobs, a new butt, some lips.
wow.
You know, it's not worth it. Like, especially when you're money, you can buy that shit yourself. Boy.
Right?
Yeah, no, I just tell them, you know, like, the girls know that these guys better not show up on my doorstep or these girls are going to be in trouble. So the girls are pretty careful about, if, you know, trying to bring them that close to home. But
wow, I'm so lucky that I'm allowed on your doorstep.
You are.
I'm so lucky. I am. I'm so lucky. Jeez. I can, like, run in before those pit bulls come and catch me. Hey, so are those pit bulls still alive across the street?
Man, I don't know. I haven't seen them, but wait a minute. It's so sad, all the dang dogs over there.
Oh, my gosh, right? Oh, my goodness. This is so crazy. We have so many things, like, so much information that we can give to cam models and other, like, cam studios that, like, I had a girl call me the other day that works, that she's on streaming, and I feel so bad for her. She's completely getting screwed over so bad, and we're, oh, my gosh. So many things we can bring up in different shows. And this poor girl, she's young, she's cute, you know, she should be making great money on StreamMate, but this certain webcam studio that she signed up under, she only makes 80 cents per customer that comes into her chat show. And it will never go up. And I feel so bad for her. I really, really do. It's like, it's one of those things where you just wish you could take a cam model and just scoop them up and just help them. You know,
it's some research before they get themselves wrapped up into something.
Right. That's exactly what they do. And that's another thing that we're going to talk about later on in our upcoming shows is cam models really doing research. Did you research that company you want to sign up for?
Not just research, but there are some things that studios will tell models.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean like they're going to make this extra percentage?
Yes, your preferred placement. That's a lie.
Right?
That's a
lie. Trust me, I know. I know.
Because I asked Streamate Fulmer my damn self face to face, and he said to me, "You earned your placement. No one, you know, like when I log on, I'm always up there."
Right?
Who earned that? It was not handed to me for being in a studio.
Exactly.
No one,
exactly.
They'll help me. If anybody gets a boost, it's the new girls because they get their own category.
Right. New cam models always, always do. But then that's one of the things. It's like when new cam models, you know, log into StreamMate, they're so freaking lost, and I feel so sorry for them. They're like at the belly, you know, the bottom of the belly of a whale. Like, they have no clue. They have no help. They're completely lost at sea. And that's why when it comes to studios, it helps the models. It really, truly does. Completely, 200% helps the models. But like you
yeah,
said,
you know,
with
a lady, I can't remember her name, you know, I don't want to blast her out or anything, it's nothing against her, but she met us at the CAM convention, and she was like, emailed me, and she's like, you know, I'm really interested in working with your studio. I heard that you don't do training, and we would offer training, and we would pay your models, and then we would give you a cut, and I was like, I train my models.
Right.
Although, I got really offended, and I know it wasn't all the way her fault, but I'm, like, really territorial and, you know, whatever. But I was like,
yeah.
No, I take care of my girls. Like, they get trained, and they do model reviews, and they're in my office every month if they make less than a certain dollar amount so we can figure out how to make more. Like, no, if you're in the
right
studio, your studio is not just trying to get you to make a ton of money. They're trying to get you to make a ton of money. And since I don't, my studio doesn't see a percentage of what my girls make, my girls keep that percentage, they're paying a house due, I can work with all of them to make more money, because just because they make more doesn't mean, so you got to make sure you know what the motives are coming from your studio that you work with.
Right? Oh my goodness. And that's honestly true. It's like, you make more money, honestly, as a studio, helping your models make them more money. That's the whole point. That seriously is. But when you have studios that are saying, oh, sign up with me, you know, you're going to get better placement, you're going to get this. Yeah, no, that's not true.
It's a lie.
It is a complete, total lie, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to get into that one. We are almost coming up to the end of our show. So if you do have the nerve to call into this show and you want to speak with myself or Sage, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1. If you don't press 1, you're just going to stay out there in cyberspace. I'm just saying. Oh, my Lanta, just saying. So let's go back onto the topic that we started with. Can girls working more than one website? Okay, so we started off talking about this, and we got on to this, you know, whole other array of things, which is good because it's great for us to give everybody out there this added information, you know, on things to do, not to do, what you should do, and some things that, you know, I just want to tell you to stick a cock in your ass kind of thing. When it comes to working multiple sites, my thought on this cam model, if you feel like you have to do it, do it. But honestly, at the end of the day, when you find that rainbow and you find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, stick with it. If you're having a bad day, who gives a shit? We all have bad days. Sage knows, I know, we have bad days on cam, but if you're going to take your customers, your fans, and you're going to make them go from site to site to site, what this is going to make your fans do is find other models, seriously, because they're going to get tired of following you from site to site to site. So, I'm just saying, stick to one site. just smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. So this is what I love, because when I do our radio show profile before I tweet it out and all that, we are. It says on here our visibility. We're rated R. We are rated R on Blog Talk Radio. I love it. Yes. We are rated R. So we can say cock, vagina, pussy, ass. We can say anything we want to say. Like, we're rated R.
Nice.
Oh,
what
my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. I love it. So any more insight that you want to give, Sage, on the topic of the day for working more than one webcam site?
If I were you, ladies, I would try to find not another cam site, but sites that offer different things, like your texting sites where you can text your guys, and or your where you can have phone sex with them, so that it's not cam sites that you're on. It's like you offer different things. So I think that's
right.
A better way to do it than just a different price over on this website than another.
I completely, completely agree with you 200%. That is such a good idea. So everybody, girls out there, even guys, trans, whatever you decide to be for the day, if you want to hop to different webcam sites, for one, if you're hopping from different webcam sites and signing up, you have to learn all their rules and regulations, and then you have to learn, like, how to work the freaking site. It's like, don't you think it's smarter to work one site and really focus on it and make that money and just have, like, people that you get to know, such as Sage and myself, and we can actually help you build your webcam business? I mean, that, to me, that's the best thing ever when it comes to working on webcam, having a mentor that can actually help you build a business. So for those of you out there, if you do want to hop from site to site, well, I just call you fucking stupid. But if you want to do something on the side to make a little extra money, do like Sage said, find a site that you can go and sell your panties and, you know, do your phone sex and your sexting and all that fun stuff on. But when it comes to webcam, honestly, when it comes from us veteran cam models, stick to one site, because otherwise you're going to take it up the ass and you're not going to like it from the money you're not making. Just saying.
Right.
Damn it. Did I say that out loud? Shoot. Oh, that's right. We're rated R. We can say what we want to say. Oh, my Atlanta. Okay, Miss Sage Montana, give me all your shout-outs, you beautiful, beautiful woman, before we log off for the day.
We have a long one today. So first, I know, on cam at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com, and I will be back online tonight around 6:37 o'clock. You can text with me at sexpanther.com/sagemontana. You can check out my Instagram at sageinvegas or Twitter at sagemontana1. And I want to give a shout-out. All summer long, my models have been working really hard to what I called my ladies of summer, and I have my top 10 girls that battled for the most 5 stars, the most rated, the most added favorite. They spent the most amount of time online. These girls have nothing to do with money. They earned lots of prizes. They're going to Sephora and the spa, Victoria's Secret, and they got a bunch of goodies from Lush and all kinds of gifts that I've been giving out today and tomorrow. But just wanted to say who those top 10 hotties are, and that's Autumn Knight, Sierra Sky XXX, Kara Reed, Lola Star XO, Evelyn, Brooklyn Banks, Nikki Spade, Tony Rose, Jezebel, and Jane. Check any of them out, guys. They're all awesome models, super friendly, and you will love each and every one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we need to get some of those girls on here with us. So... You you work your magic with those coming on the air with us, because I would love to have them on. That would be so freaking amazing. So on that note, you guys, we are about to step out for the evening because Miss Sage needs to get her vagina and her titties ready for her cam show this evening.
Yes.
She's going to be getting hot, naughty, and wet for all of you. She will be showing those beautiful, beautiful tatas to all of you and her butterfly wings on her assets. Oh, I mean ass, sorry. And she will be at Sage Montana, XXX.cammodels.com, and she will be live here in like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So make sure you guys go check out my beautiful butterfly queen. Okay, on that note, everybody, we love you. You're fabulous. And Miss Sage won't be here next Thursday, but that's okay. I'll be here. I will be here for you. I will totally be here for you. Seriously, before I leave for my second year anniversary weekend.
Yay!
We're going camping. I know, we're going camping next weekend. We're taking out our condo on wheels and taking it up to a place. I'm not going to say where it's at because I just don't want any trolls finding me. Yeah, I'm not going to say where we're going. But we're going up to this fabulous, amazing place in San Diego. And it's going to be so much fun. And it's going to be cold, so I have to actually break out the sweater. And I'm just like, no. What? Really? No. I'm like, I want to wear a bikini. And like, yeah, no. I have to break out a sweater and probably a scarf. Jeez.
Really?
So, all right, everybody. We absolutely love and adore you. And Sage will be back Thursday after next. I will be back next Thursday. And we will have more yummy fun right here live on Dollhouse Radio. So on that note, you guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also, you can follow my cam shows, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And we will be live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Dollhouse Radio. On that note, all of you have a stroking, fabulously good night. And we will talk to you very soon. All right, bye. Love you, girl. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Patio.